South Dakota remains a COVID hotspot and has been for weeks. Governor Kristi Noem's policy response to the pandemic has remained largely the same, even as the number of positive COVID-19 cases has set new daily records. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Kathy James's family has been careful. They've taken precautions. Despite that, her son-in-law, Doug Raisby, died of COVID-19.
Doug was everything that Trina and I are not. He's quiet and passive and easygoing and doesn't ruffle feathers.
Kathy James is a registered nurse. Her son-in-law, Doug, was cautious about the virus from the very beginning. When virus cases spiked in Sioux Falls from an outbreak at the Smithfield plant, Doug took days off from his job to avoid possible infection. But he maxed out his paid time off. Kathy James says Doug was careful. He wouldn't even go to the grocery store.
And they were like, don't use masks because, you know, medical providers need them. I told them, I said, I get that medical providers need them, but you guys need to figure something out or you need to stop going places because we can't have you getting this.
Doug was 57 years old and immune compromised. He was a type 1 diabetic, had rheumatoid arthritis, and stage 4 kidney failure.
And none of those things specifically would have caused his death had it not been for COVID. He managed himself very well. He checked his blood sugar meticulously.
But one day, Kathy got a call from her daughter. Doug was developing symptoms, and they got the news they hoped they wouldn't.
And she was crying. And she said, Mom, he has COVID.
Kathy, who is also immune compromised, rushed over to her daughter's house. Doug was in the emergency room, crying as he talked to them.
And he said, Kathy, I am so sorry if I infected you with this. And I said, you know, now it's not about us. We're going to be fine. Trina and I will be fine. And I said, you need to worry about you because you have the fight of your life ahead of you.
In just a few days, Doug's health rapidly declined. Some days he would improve, and there was even talk of discharging him from the hospital. But Doug Raisby died after 10 days there.
He didn't deserve to die. Why? Why are people so selfish that they get the inconvenience with a $2.50 piece of cloth to put over their face to keep other people from dying? It's not that hard.
South Dakota now has an average of nearly 900 new COVID cases each day. More than 11,000 people are actively infected. At least 375 South Dakotans have died. The night Doug Raisby died, Governor Kristi Noem was on Fox News.
My people are happy.
Noem told host Laura Ingraham that South Dakotans are happy the state didn't shut down businesses and gave employers some flexibility. She praised the state's unemployment rate. Governor Noem says the media and the political left continue to attack her approach to the coronavirus pandemic.
So we're doing really good in South Dakota. We're managing COVID-19, but also our economy is thriving. I think people are really recognizing that leadership has consequences, and what we're doing in South Dakota is Republican leadership.
Early on, Noem put some important measures in place. She worked with the state's hospital systems to expand capacity for COVID patients. She closed schools in the spring and at one point ordered seniors in Minnehaha County and those with immune issues to stay home for 2 weeks. However, from the beginning of the pandemic, the Republican governor has left it to local officials to impose COVID-based requirements or restrictions on businesses. She questions whether masks slow the spread of the disease. She says the science is mixed.
Where to begin?
That's Ashish Jha, Dean of Public Health at Brown University.
I don't think the science here is mixed. The science is reasonably clear, and it has been evolving.
Jha says in the early days of the pandemic, he questioned whether masks were effective at slowing the spread of the virus, too. That's because then there wasn't a lot of evidence about how the virus spread.
What changed my mind? Evidence. Learning about how the virus spreads. You know, one of the problems, like, with science and data is you could always cherry pick. You could always find one study out of 100 that goes in a certain direction.
For weeks, South Dakotans have been told to focus on how many people are hospitalized and the death rate. In a recent op-ed piece in the Rapid City Journal, Governor Noem pointed to the death rates in New York and New Jersey. Those states have the worst death rates in the country since the pandemic began. Ja says it's disingenuous to blame New York for the large number of deaths that occurred in the early days of the pandemic. Since August, South Dakota's death rate has been 7 times higher than New York. And this month, South Dakota has the second highest death rate in the country. New York, the third lowest.
When you don't know and you don't and you get hit hard, that's very different than when you know what the right answer is. You see it coming and you ignore it and you get hit hard.
Ja says South Dakota is in the middle of a massive public health crisis. Dozens of the state's healthcare leaders agree. They say to keep South Dakota businesses open and keep people healthy, state residents need to get serious about wearing masks. They say that, combined with frequent hand washing and social distancing, can help curtail the spread of the coronavirus. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.